Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock and roll, it's a Ryder Cup Red Friday. Say that five times fast.
That's like saying frequent Parker program for my friends over at Park and Go. Some of those things are hard to say. Or Detroit Red Wings. So it's Ryder Cup Red Friday.
You better believe it, baby. We got.
I'm excited, man.
It gets you juiced up when you see a guy dressed up as the American Eagle or Paul Revere or George Washington.
It really does, yes.
And his face is like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Braveheart, but it's all just red, white, and blue.
So hello, America.
Yes, guys in American flag tuxedos today out there at Bethpage. Man, it looked awesome already this morning.
They haven't even teed off on the course. Haven't even teed off on the cold ones.
Yeah, that's true.
Because everybody's hands are just like empty, and that will change. Because I'm assuming that they will start. I mean, there can't be rules in New York. Like they start when the tournament starts.
Yeah, you got the 6 a.m. license in New York, which means you can stop and start it. No, New York is a 24-hour city. Yeah, like you can get a beer anytime.
The city
you want.
Never sleeps.
No, it never does. Yeah, that's exactly right. You just have to be a barkeep wanting to keep a bar open at 4 in the morning or something like that. But you know, this is going to be outstanding. I'm so glad we have it on here today. And you know, I was thinking about this kind of really all week. I mean, we're shaping up for one of the best sports weekends that we've seen in quite some time. I mean, there is a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, the non-golfer to say it, I think it carries more weight than you because you're a huge golf fan, right?
Sure.
You're like, oh, this is great. This is awesome.
Yeah.
This right now, and I was telling you this before the show started, like if you're one of these folks who's like, oh, golf, all this kind of stuff. Remember the Four Nations hockey tournament back in February and everybody watched USA versus Canada and everybody got into that? That's exactly what this is like. This is like the Four Nations hockey tournament. You got into that. You didn't like hockey. You can get into this if you don't like golf, because it's all about America versus Europe. And you got dudes in tuxedos that look like the American flag and all this kind of stuff. It's going to be spectacular just watching what's going on. They already interviewed some British guy who tried to talk trash. Nobody knew what he said, and it fell flat. I mean, we're watching it. We're going, yeah, the reporter quickly moved away.
Like, where's this student stuff? And we're taking ourselves physically, mentally. And they're like, all right. Okay. And then they go to the next guy's like, I was born for this. USA. You're just like, that's the guy.
That's
like,
the guy right there.
Fear from that guy. Drill this guy.
All right, let's give equal opportunity. Let's see what the Europeans are saying. And this guy went into some trash talk that made no sense to anybody. And they're like, all right, back to you. Just yell USA. And
he's
the guy
wearing just a bland charcoal polo. No European, swagger.
Yeah.
Stuff being cigarettes and stuff. All right.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. So.
But yeah, dude, this is insane weekend. I told you guys on Wednesday, the planets aligned perfectly to my Uranus when it came to this weekend, because Ryder Cup starts today, Oktoberfest in Lee Summit. So German beer, hopefully some lamb fries.
Yeah. I hope you don't get some lamb fries. Yeah. If you're into the lamb fry portion,
they sell them at Casey Beer Co.
Yeah, no, that could be. Thanks, Stoker. That was the beer rock that they sell there. Yeah. But no, the lamb fries, if you're into the lamb fries at any part of the night, you've crossed that line. You're eating testicles of a lamb.
You'd eat lamb fries if you went to day one of the Ryder Cup.
No, you wouldn't get after that on Friday. But you've never eaten testicles, right? You've never had Rocky Mountain oysters or anything like that.
No,
you'd be definitely aware of it. The texture is to a level that I just can't describe until you have it. And you're like, nope, not going to do that again. So, no. That and goat cheese can go, kick rocks. But
goat cheese is great.
It's just one thing. I just won't eat it. Just not for me. It's awful.
But, yeah, so I got to say, this weekend, Oktoberfest on Friday, as well as
football.
As well as tomorrow's college slate, right?
According to Binkley, this is the weekend of the year.
Let me tell you something, man.
Yeah. Because he was telling me last week, because I was like, dude, you sold me a bill of goods on college football. Right. These games are not very good today. Just wait till next week.
Hey, well, there's a big bundle of suck out there at quarterback, Bob.
Yeah,
but then you have, our Saturday night, Blink-182's in town. That's like my childhood band. Woo. So then that gets added to the slate. Sunday then, Red Zone until 3 o'clock, Chiefs and Ravens at 3:25. And, I mean, I think that's, we'll talk about it in the script. I think this is going to be one of those games where you don't have fingernails left. You're yelling at your cat or your dog.
Don't say that. Tom Brady got in trouble by PETA this week.
Well, he said kid.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, but you're still yelling. Peter is going to get out there and get all over you, man. Okay, so be careful about that. You don't want Peter showing up.
But that's going to be a great game. And then unknowing how this Ryder Cup finishes, you go full circle into the
weekend.
What
time will it finish on Sunday?
God, I mean, well, you don't know, because it could be over on Sunday.
Yeah.
Last year or 2 years ago, the tournament started, and in the morning session, the Europeans went 4-0. Right. And you were just like, well,
it's over.
It's like going 0-4 in the first 4 weeks of the NFL season. You're like, okay, time to trade, time to do all this. And the Americans were pretty much out of it. In fact, the European team has absolutely destroyed the Americans. They have won from 95 to 2014. They've won 8 of the last 10.
Wow, that's incredible.
And the last 4, it's gone alternate. So it was USA, Europe, USA, Europe, and now we're back. And we'll get into the Ryder Cup.
So it should be USA today that wins that. And
I mean, look at that.
I know, it's awesome. The Jack Nicklaus stat. It looks like he's going into Canton with that bust,
man.
Right?
I'm going to try to get to 10 a.m., but I'm not sure I will.
Well, we'll get you through. Mitch is coming in studio today. He's got a camera crew, so you'll be focused.
What?
Mitch is coming in with a camera crew today.
It's
so
like
I'm excited about
camera.
That. Right, we're never on TV or YouTube or anything like that, but I'm excited about that. And don't forget, too, we got baseball pennant races. You woke up this morning. Did you look at the American League standings?
You better believe it.
Another collapse happening. Toronto and the Yankees are tied going into the final weekend of the season. Detroit has a one-game lead over Cleveland going into the final three games of the season.
Bobby Witt Jr. is only 2 hits shy of leading the American League.
That's crazy.
Look at this.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want more? Right?
So there's just so much
and
going
the weather?
On. And the weather's going to be, it's just going to be an unbelievable, unbelievable type of weekend, not just here, but everywhere. It's a great sports weekend that has so much on tap. Let me ask you this, because I was also thinking about this. Let me ask you something about my pizza cutter. Do you guys, and I don't know, I think it's viewed differently in Baltimore than it is viewed here in Kansas City. we're kind of rivals. I mean, when I was thinking about it today, we play them in football every year, and then we play them in baseball all the time, too, when it comes to the postseason, right? In 2014, we had to beat them. Last year, we had to beat them. We've beaten them, what, 5 out of 6 times in football? If you're Baltimore right now, and you're waking up in that town, and you're looking at the schedule and going, I don't want to see Kansas City in any sport, man. Like Baltimore should be looking at us as kind of like what their kryptonite has been. Like, I don't want anything to do with Kansas City. They beat us all the time and everything.
I don't know. I mean, I think that it's definitely, I don't know if this makes sense. I don't think it's a rivalry between teams.
No, I think it's a rivalry between towns.
I think it's a rivalry between quarterbacks, because I think Lamar has the mentality that you have. The only time Lamar Jackson has beaten Patrick Mahomes was on 4th and goal in the 4th quarter, where it was like, you want to do this, Lamar? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And they scored.
And it was at home.
And it was in Kansas City.
No, I think they beat us in Baltimore.
I thought it was in KC.
No, was it in KC?
It was a season opener like 4 years ago.
There was one in Baltimore, though, that I think they beat us in, too. Or maybe we came back in that. He's 1-5 against Kansas City. Is that what the number is?
1-5. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that game was 2022. And it was the opener.
Was the COVID? There was a COVID game in Baltimore a couple of years ago that I remember the Ravens winning. And
4th and 9 was here. We beat them. We beat Baltimore in the AFC Championship game there. That's the last time we played them. Mm-hmm. And then we beat them last year with the toe.
Yeah.
And then what was it?
I think it was at Baltimore. It was 35-36.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 2021. Yeah, 36-30. We put the high score in front of the low score. 36-35. Because I remember, well, I mean, do it right. It's pretty simple. You put the high score in front.
That's kind of like a Karen complaint.
That's kind of what sports is. You never say, oh, we lost today 2-7.
That's the same thing as like being like the MLB.
That's true too. It's not how you say it. It is what it is.
You're talking
those
about.
Are like the little like eh,
nah, no, it's not for me. It's
thank
not
thank you. Yeah, exactly.
I guarantee you the MLB pisses more people off than just me, and giving the low score in front of the high score does as well. So there it is. That's my take for the day. But rivalry wise, because I remember that game. He did a backflip. It was COVID. It was one of Josh's first games on the sideline. That's why I remember that one being in Baltimore. So that's the only time that they got us, right? We beat them in baseball all the time. Like, if you're Baltimore, you just don't want to see Kansas City on your schedule for anything whatsoever, because it kind of does feel like we are their kryptonite. And if you're Baltimore fans this morning, you're probably looking at, oh God, we got to go to Kansas City again and take on a team from Kansas City. We just can't seem to beat them. And so I hope that continues this weekend, because it's a big one, man. Let's go get this win.
Nervous?
No.
Mac?
I think I'm more nervous for the Ryder Cup right now. Like America getting a win.
Oh, Europe's got our ass, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'd say I'm nervous. I mean, I don't know what nervous, but I think that this team could lose this game? Yes, absolutely.
What's your confident meter? 51% full?
Yeah, 51%. But the thing is, I'm not nervous because if they lose this game, the season is not over.
No, it's definitely not. People who are saying
division,
that.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Depends on what, you know, the Chargers do this weekend and the rest of the way as well. I don't think nervous is the right word to use.
Anxious.
Yes. I'm anticipating it.
There's more pressure on the Chiefs than there are the Ravens, in my opinion.
Well, I think you're right about that. Yeah, because people are looking at the Ravens right now. They're all banged up. You know, they don't know what to do.
AFC North is not good.
According to Vegas, there's more pressure on Baltimore.
Well, yeah, because of the odds. But I mean,
they're coming in the favorite. They're expected to win.
Yeah.
I'm just saying from a division standpoint, like, I think the Ravens are going to win the division if they win or lose this game, personally. I think the AFC West is a much different scenario. Right,
yeah,
now.
Right.
It's a better division.
Yeah. Do you really think Baltimore's a lock for that division now?
No. I think they're the best team in that division still.
I mean, I think it's just them and Pittsburgh right now. I think Cincinnati's done like dinner. I think obviously Cleveland's whoever they are.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you know, just the other two, not Cincinnati, but Baltimore and Pittsburgh battling for that division right now. So, I mean, it could be interesting. I don't know how that one's going to ultimately play out, but I mean, it's not nerves. It's anxious. I'm ready for the game. Like, you know, I'm always ready for the game on Friday, right? You get here and it's time. We've talked about it all week. Game plans, you know, put the hay in the barn, all that kind of stuff. We get Mitch to kind of come in and fire us up a little bit and do all that. Like, I'm ready for the game to kick off. I'm ready for this team, and I'm more anxious for this team right now just to go out there and get a victory and end all the kind of nonsensical conversations that have been happening about this team. Because if they win this game, now we're back to 2-2. Now you're back to 500. Now you just beat Baltimore, and now you're really feeling good about yourself, both internally and externally as well, for this organization. Because I know there are so many people out there nationally that are waiting for the final shoe to drop so they can pounce on the Chiefs.
Yeah, but you got a big trap game next week at Jags.
Yeah.
Right before the Detroit Lions. You got to watch out for that trap game.
Yeah, I don't think any game now for the Chiefs is a trap game, right? Like the Chiefs can't look at any game as a trap game or overlook anybody at this point in time. And I'm just excited to see what Xavier Worthy can do, man. Guy's dancing out there yesterday. Look like he's ready to go. Like, he's feeling it. I know dancing doesn't equate to making plays. I get all that. But just to see the energy that he's going to bring, the vibe. Yeah. And it brings everybody else's energy up, too. You see this kid's going to play, you feel better about going into the game. Like, if you're Patrick Mahomes, you probably say, all right, we got our weapon back now.
Chiefs win nothing 35.
Yep. Well played. Coming up next, I am concerned. I am concerned about a certain ace up their sleeve that the Chiefs have already shown here on 96.5 The Fan. I'll explain. Your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Later on in the show today, Matt's going to karaoke "I'm Proud to Be an American."
Yes, finally.
Because at least I know I'm free.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
But in the Tom DeLonge voice.
Okay, even better. Yes.
Where at least I know I'm free. There you go. We just killed the show.
Oh, America.
Yeah, you better believe it, Godfather. You better believe it. Big game Sunday, 3:25, Ravens-Chiefs. We're all excited about it. Again, I can't emphasize this much. I think it's a cigarette game. I think it's after one of these games where you're just like, all right, well, I think I can go to bed now. spent, right? Get spent. But that's where I think this game is headed. I think this is going to be one of those games because both teams are kind of at that point in their season where, yes, it's way too early to say that if a loss, you're out, whatever. But Baltimore's had their, you know, battles. The Chiefs have had their battles. We talked about a lot of them yesterday with their right tackle issue, with the running game issue, what's Xavier Worthy's role. And I will say, if we focus this on the Chiefs, because we can talk about Lamar and Baltimore and all that as well, but I think when you look at the Chiefs this year, they've kind of already used two things that they don't really use until normally the end of the season, right? And the two things that I emphasize on this is like their get-out-of-jail-free cards, right? And that is Mahomes' legs and Spags sending like the jailhouse break, right? Like normally it's in the playoffs, you're like, man, Spags dialed it up, right? Mm-hmm, the shirts came out later on in the season, and then all of a sudden it was like, we don't know where he's blitzing from, Jim, you know, that kind of stuff. Here's McDuffie, he fakes it, and then here comes Roland Wallace, and boom, it's 4th and 12, right? Like that's normally like divisional round, you know, when a big game when you need it, that's when Spags shows that. Mahomes' legs, right? That seems to always be in the playoffs. Like the Philadelphia run in the Super Bowl, San Francisco in the Super Bowl, Tennessee, the game that's probably one of the greatest plays he's ever had, the run down the sideline.
If it's not that
one, I'll have a debate. Right.
Yeah, like, we can have a I mean, it's one of my favorite plays that he's ever had. I mean, it's spectacular.
It's insane.
I mean, it's just I can just see it in my mind right now, like touchdown. Like, I mean,
that's where
here?
The that was where the double good. Maloney was born.
Yeah.
And
by the way, now when people come up to the car and ask for money, I give them Maloney's business card to call this guy.
Yeah. It's the same thing. If you have a problem with this show, feel free to email steven.spector@odyssey.com. But no, and those are the two things where last week Mahomes didn't use his legs, right? I think he had, what, 5 yards rushing?
Yeah, it was not a lot.
Didn't have to do it, right? That was one of the things. So that was what was concerning for me seeing that from the Chiefs. Now, I know that we go back and we've heard Mahomes talk this week that maybe he's got happy feet and he's got early exit, you know, syndrome when it comes to the pocket because he's been so burned in the past. And the blitzing as well. They blitzed the hell out of, 19 blitzes on Jalen Hurts, 101 yards passing. You don't really have to blitz that much against Russell Wilson. Like you said, he'll throw it to a pole, a goalpost, a fan, whatever it may be. But that is a little concerning. If we're having a little concern about the Chiefs, in my mind, outside of just, you know, player being hurt, player being offsides, running game minute. But to me, it's like they've already shown this, right, early. And it's not because they want to. It's because they had to. So this game where both teams are going to have to show everything they have, I think we'll still see maybe at least one of those where maybe we see a lot of blitzing of Lamar. We saw 7 sacks from Detroit against them. Short week. Defensive lines busted up. How long is Mahomes going to be on the field? That sort of thing. So I'm interested to see if, like, Mahomes' legs are a factor in this game, let alone how many times Spags blitzes against Lamar.
Well, it's interesting you use get-out-of-jail-free cards on that, because that's what it was in the past. But now it's kind of who we have to be because of where we are, right? I think right now, until this defensive line can show that they can get pressure bringing four, which is very tough for anybody in the NFL at this point in time, you're going to have to blitz. You're just going to have to. You're going to have to get to the quarterback some way. And if the front four are not doing that on a consistent basis, then, okay, this is not our game plan anymore. Maybe blitzing becomes more of who we are in order to get to the quarterback. And then Mahomes' legs, too. Like that's why I think having Worthy back is so important, because hopefully he's able to open some things up and Patrick doesn't have to run as much, doesn't have to get out there and do those things. And he can run more like he used to in the past, where it's 3rd and 9 and he gets 10, right? You're not running out of necessarily necessity because it's the only way you can move the ball. You're running because we've got an opportunity to pick up a first down. Everybody's covered. The field is wide open. I can take it and go. Like those are the type of runs I want to see from Mahomes. The cool runs that you don't necessarily have to have, as opposed to, oh my God, I'm being flushed out of the pocket. I got to run because nobody's blocking for me type of run.
Cool runnings.
Good movie.
Fantastic movie. R.I.P. John Candy. Rich Eisen thinks the Chiefs have turned a corner. Maybe it's the Mahomes play. Maybe it's the second half adjustments. But this is Rich Eisen on the Chiefs turning the corner.
And I'm saying is we're going to find out on Sunday against the Ravens. I think the Chiefs might have turned a corner.
Oh.
Just saying. I think the Chiefs turned a corner last week. You know, they came out. They started throwing around. I mean, Tyquan Thornton made a couple catches. You know, now we're hearing Xavier Worthy's going to be back. Right around the corner, here's Rashee Rice. You know who actually scored a touchdown? Kareem Hunt scored a touchdown. You got a rushing touchdown from this team. So I think the Chiefs turned a corner on Sunday Night Football. And we're going to see it against the Ravens.
He'll get handled when he gets handled.
That's right. That's the higher register take of the week.
Is that him being, oh, you're a cute little boy, patting you on the head, or was that genuine?
I think it was genuine.
I think the Mahomes play, I've heard a lot of people in the media say that that's one of those plays where it's like, damn, that was Pat that just saved that game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that play.
The defensive Mahomes play.
You know, a lot of people have said that might have been the play that saved the season. That's a play that, like, showed, like, all right, guys, like, that's our quarterback out there. Like, only one understanding that they can get the ball here because it's a backwards pass. And Isaiah Pacheco's completely lost. And Mahomes had to go out there and do it himself. Because if he doesn't get that ball, man, the Giants are on the 2-yard line. Who knows where that game goes? Who knows what happens in that locker room at that moment?
Right.
So maybe that's the corner they turned.
Or then did the Chiefs just take over 1st and 10 at the 2 because Russell throws 4 into the stands? I mean, there's that possibility.
That helps, right? But I mean, like, the whole.
But you do that against Baltimore, forget about it.
Right.
You
know? And if Baltimore does it against the Chiefs, forget about it.
Yeah.
Like, if Derrick Henry fumbles again, my God. Like, I mean, like, honestly, who's in more hot water? Juwan Taylor or Derrick Henry?
Well, here, yes. But I would think in Baltimore, it has to be, because when you fumble the football.
I want to see more Justice Hill.
But still, you fumble that football, man, he's cost him 2 games. He has legitimately cost them 2 games right now because of his inability to hang on to the football. And so has Juwan Taylor cost us a game? It's hard to say that Juwan Taylor has truly cost us a game, but you can absolutely see that Derrick Henry's cost the Ravens 2 games by fumbling the football. Turnovers are just absolute death nails in the NFL. And you turn the football over, your chances of winning drop dramatically. And so you fumble in the 4th quarter inside your own territory like that. You've given the ball away, man. You're Derrick Henry. Your number one goal is to protect that football, and he has not done that this year.
If there's a Marilyn Robb and Carrington, they're 100% saying Derrick Henry.
Oh, no doubt.
Wicked washed.
Yeah, like that's Boston. Lock and Fora's out there telling you that Derrick Henry is washed right now, right?
I am interested to know what their perspective is, like, on Derrick Henry. Like, because that's, dude, this is not the norm. Like, this is something where you're like, whoa.
Listened in a little bit yesterday on the Odyssey app to Baltimore. I didn't really hear him talking about Derrick Henry. It was just like
Tuesday would have been the show.
Yeah, probably. Or, well, yeah, Tuesday, that was a Monday night. Tuesday would have been. But like, they do sound defeated, though. I remember listening to the Baltimore broadcasters, the Odyssey station there last year at playoff time when we were facing the Orioles. Remember that quick series that we went to Baltimore and won, right? And I remember listening to their broadcasters that kind of week leading up to that series and into that series. And boy, the defeat in their voice, you could hear it. Like, they had already lost that series before it started, according to the Baltimore announcers, right? The guys who do what we do in Baltimore. I'm listening, like, God, these guys are defeated already. Kind of sounded like that yesterday, too. Like they're deflated right now with where their football team is because they've never been in this situation before, right? They've always had a good defense. They're legitimately 32 in the league in every category, right? As Binkley said the other day, we're not talking about the 29th worst defense. We're talking about the 32nd worst defense. And so they're in their feelings. They don't know what to do. They're experiencing something that they've never experienced. The depression in the voices that I was listening to yesterday or the day before on the Odyssey app was just like, all right, we're 1-3. We got to go to Kansas City. This thing's already over. Like, it was really, really, really depressing to listen to them and find out where they are. But it reminded me exactly of their mindset going into the playoffs last year. I'm like, I hope that's the mindset, man. If they're coming in here with that defeatist attitude already that's permeating that city, I love that, man. I love it.
What year would this – like, this is what year – 6 of the Harbaugh Lamar window.
Well, what year was he drafted?
A while ago.
Would have been. Yeah. This is like his 7th season.
So, was he drafted before Mahomes or right after Mahomes?
After.
He was the year after, so he was 2018?
I think so.
Yeah, because he won the Heisman at Louisville in... Lamar's 27, Mahomes is 30, just turned 30. So I think he's 2 years.
Is it 2019?
Mahomes drafted in 2017.
So then he would be 2018 or 2019. Yeah. So you're talking 5 or 6
so
years
it's
with
like,
this.
Kind of like the first, because they've been
2018.
2018. Yeah. So he was, you know, you think about it, 32nd pick in the 2018 draft. And then that first year, decent. But then it starts. Mm-hmm. It's like, here's year 2, here's year 3. This is the first time they've maybe had a sort of season where it's like the 11-6 one would be the first one for the Chiefs, right? Where it was like, is this the window kind of closing? It's not wide open. The breeze isn't flowing as well. What are we doing here? Where I think this is the first year in Baltimore's like run with Lamar, where it's like, this is not normal. This is Derrick Henry fumbling the ball. This is, you know, Lamar getting sacked 7 times. This is our defense is, you know, beat up and banged up. We're 1-2. We got to go to Arrowhead. Oof. You know what I mean? Like, this is the first time where Baltimore's kind of had that sort of, oh, shoot moment where it's like, okay, we're not that dominant team, right? We're not the team that, you know, we're up 45-20 against the Bills, and we lose that game.
And we lose that game.
3 years ago, they don't lose that game.
No, they don't lose
this
that
year,
game.
They lose it. Detroit, Baltimore, great game. That's a game they're in it till the very end. Detroit kind of was the more dominant team. Blast them with the running game. Derrick Henry, another fumble. Lamar Jackson, 7 sacks. All of a sudden, it's like, is the Harbaugh window closed? I mean, again, that was what it said on First Take the other day. That was their discussion. Like, is it time to panic in Baltimore? And I don't think panic is ever a word to use.
No, unless not you week
were
3.
Unless you were 0-3 and you were coming in this game and you were like a 6-point underdog. Then panic all you want. But again, this is one of those games where, like, you look at the meter of weight of where this game weighs on both teams. I think the game weighs more on Baltimore. I know a lot of people think the Chiefs, but I think I really do think there's a lot of weight of pressure on Baltimore because of the situation that they're in. This is some adversity they have not dealt with yet.
Right, before. And the biggest difference is, Dusty, is
now
that
they did go 0-2 last year, but then they won 5 straight. So, again, that was nipped in the bud quickly.
Real fast.
So, again, a win against Kansas City, we're talking a different game.
Yeah.
And a loss to Baltimore, the Chiefs are going, oh, shoot. Okay, Jacksonville, then Detroit, then Oakland or Vegas, and we get Rashee Rice back. So, again, I don't know, man. I think it's pretty close. It's 55-45 weight of pressure, I think, is on Baltimore.
I don't disagree with that. I would probably put a little bit more on Baltimore, and the only reason I do is because they're losing guys while we're getting guys back, and that's the biggest difference at this point of the season. It's like you're losing guys. You've got a defensive tackle who is your best defensive lineman, and nobody knows when that guy or if that guy is going to return. I mean, when you hear a coach at the podium say, I don't know what I'm allowed to say about an injury or whatever the situation is, that's not a good thing. That means, oh, wow, we've got something here that we've never seen before, and we don't know how to handle this type of situation. So they've got all of those internal injuries that they're dealing with. I mean, we're dealing with a left or a right tackle that can't figure out the snap count, right? We can replace him. We've got options there to replace him. If you're dealing with a running back that's constantly fumbling and then you joke, you got to go to Justice Hill,
lies.
Yeah, but whoever said it, but there it is. I mean, there's therein lies the problem. we have a $10 million backup that people believe in that they gave him that money to that can go in there and play and take that problem out of the game. If Derrick Henry continues to fumble and he turns the ball over, you don't have an option right now there at that running back spot. And then it's all on Lamar Jackson. Because if Derrick Henry fumbles early, Baltimore's known to go away from their running backs in games, right? We have seen that over the years. If he fumbles early, you may not hear from Derrick Henry the rest of the way, and then it's all on Lamar, and then you can pin your ears back and get after that guy.
There's also a game in which this has a lot of stars on the field that can impact the outcome of the game. The list that you have, we can go in your order, but for sure, you got Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Zay Flowers, Xavier Worthy, Tyquan Thornton, I think you could put on that list. And then you have Creed and Trey at the top.
Yeah, I came up with like these four guys who I think the game is going to kind of teeter upon,
from just
right?
Kansas City's
perspective. Yeah, just Kansas City, right? For our perspective, I do think Creed and Trey need to play this week, right? This is an opportunity for those guys inside to kind of get healthy, to start mauling some dudes. Their defensive line stinks and it's injured. This is the opportunity that those two guys have to go out there and dominate and to show who they really are. Why did we pay them? Show us this week why we paid them. Get that running game running. I think Juwan Taylor's a big, big, big part of this game on Sunday. If he makes a mistake, I do think this is the week he does get pulled.
They had all the coordinators talking yesterday, man.
I mean,
you had Gabe Merritt, you had Datome, you had, Spags?
Andy Heck.
Andy Heck was talking. Man, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a big, big, big game, I think, for Juwan Taylor. He needs to get out there, and he needs to play big. Worthy, I think it's a big game for him. I think there's a lot of expectation. I think there's more expectation from the fan base in Worthy this week than maybe anybody else, right? Well, you want to see what you haven't seen yet. You know, I haven't seen Worthy yet play this year. I haven't seen Worthy in year two yet. I was really excited to see Worthy in year
two.
That's
fair. I would tell people to temper their expectations this week.
Well, it's hard to.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
but as you always say, we were expecting this huge thing. If it's not 100 yards and a touchdown, we're going to be disappointed.
I think, coming from your book, right here. And I think I'm not expecting that. I'm just expecting that one big play where you go, okay, there it is.
There's the speed.
Yeah, there's the speed that we need. Because that's all you need in the NFL. You need to have one big play like that, and it changes the whole landscape of the way defensive coordinators are going to go about doing it. Because if he breaks off a 45-yarder or something like that, right? Okay, now we got a plan. Every time he's in the game, it could be a run. It's not a guaranteed pass. Gets those defensive coordinators thinking. The more they think, the better it is for us, because the more they mess up. And then finally, Leo Chenal, whoever's going to be the spy on Lamar Jackson, he may be the most important player on the field this week. This could be one of those big-time games for a guy like Leo Chenal if he ends up being the spy, which we think he will be, on a guy like Lamar Jackson. So those are the four kind of guys that I'm looking at this week. Like, if they have big games, we're putting ourselves in a great opportunity. Yes, Travis. Yes, Butker. Yes, Chris Jones. Yes, Patrick Mahomes. But everybody else has got to step up their game as well. We can't constantly just say, it's those three guys and then everybody else. If everybody else raises their level of play, this team gets exponentially better.
Yeah, we may even double spy like the Lions did last week. They had multiple linebackers just kind of hovering wherever Lamar Jackson went. I wouldn't be too sad if Leo Chenal and Drew Tranquil were doing that.
Yeah, and you have a luxury of being able to do that, I think, too, with the defensive backs that you've got, you know? I mean, you've got really, really good defensive backs, and so you can probably give yourself that opportunity because, when you spy on somebody, kind of stays back there in the pocket a little bit longer. As long as your guys in the back end can cover, you can do that all day. And they've done a really nice job of covering dudes, you know?
Yeah, I might put Chenal at like two there. And I might take Taylor off. I understand why he's on your list though, because of, having to play a clean game and do all that sort of stuff because of the heat he's under.
There's nobody under more stress and pressure in this game, other than Derrick Henry for fumbling, than Juwan Taylor, right?
And then I think that where I would put is Josh Simmons. Is this the game? Is this the game where you tell Pat, like, hey man, you got it. It's fine. Like, trust me. I can keep this side of the line full. I know Kingsley's going to have his shot at that too. But to see Patrick Mahomes comfortable in the pocket with two speedsters playing on the field at the same time, that's something where I think this is like a Josh Simmons game. Like, hey, just give me 4 seconds. Give me four back here. Give me 3.5. Just give me 3.5. And let me know that I have that, and I'll make things work. I think you could put Josh Simmons on that game. That's somebody that will impact the outcome of this game as well.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, I mean, it's got to be a Juwan Taylor game this week, man. Like, I'm looking at that guy, And for me, this week, there's no free passes. The first mistake he makes, that's the last mistake he makes, I think, for this team.
I hope that's the case.
They're pretty loyal.
I was going to say, part of me thinks that's not.
Then why did you allow your general manager to go spend $10 million on an offensive tackle this offseason?
Great question.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I don't know.
Use that on the running back. It would have been awesome.
Well, that's the thing. That's the trickle-down effect right now.
Well, my question is, are you trying to protect the loyalty with one person and risking 10 other guys on the field?
Well, that's where I am now.
What's the ratio mean to you at that point?
Yeah, because that's where I am right now. His performance is having a direct mental impact. The tight end lost his cool on the sidelines again, and it was right after Juwan Taylor made another mistake. Patrick Mahomes talked about it this week, happy feet. Andy talked about it. Nagy's like, everybody has talked about this guy. I'm tired of talking about this guy. Go out there and do your effing job, bro.
All right.
The longer he stays, the less confidence I have in Jalen.
Well, that's the other thing. But like when the brass gets together and Brett and Andy sit down and they decide what they're going to do in the offseason and they think Jalen Moore is that guy and they go give him $10 million and then he's nowhere to be found. And I understand they drafted Josh Simmons and it was a preventative move. That's a big insurance policy. And you've got this guy sitting out here and a guy that kind of can't play and whatnot. Was that money well spent by the Chiefs? Right now, it doesn't look like it.
Right now, it's money that gets bent. we don't have to talk about Juwan Taylor next. We can talk about the Dolphins and ESPN because they have an egregious take. But also, Sports Talk on 96.5 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sly Stone, he's back in the original hit series Tulsa King this season. Dwight faces his most dangerous adversities, yet forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sundays. First episode was September 1st, and it's exclusively on Paramount Plus. Let's talk about this trade that the Dolphins apparently, well, kind of won. I don't know about all that. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
.645 on a red Friday, red Ryder Cup Friday. How you doing?
I know that I'm hard.
Better believe it. Have been since I went to bed last night. All the videos are coming out today. Keegan Bradley's out there before the sun rose, trying to get the crowd going. Let's effing go, boys. That was his mantra to the crowd. You don't need a whole lot. We got some action. Bryson and Justin Thomas, they are one up in their matchup against John Rahm and company. A lot of golf to go. Four twosomes this morning, and then the exact same twosomes will play the afternoon session. So,
oh, they play two different sessions. That's why it takes so long. Okay. I was like, why is this thing going to go to 5 o'clock at night? Like, what are they doing out there?
Morning sesh. Quick break.
Gotcha. Everybody goes back out there and plays again.
Get your Nutri-Grain bar, your Fig Newtons, your water, and then everybody going back out in the afternoon.
Okay, I got you now. Some guy named Harris English just teed off for the United States. I don't know if I'd never heard of him until just now, and that's a golfer name right there. Like, Harris English, you got to grow up to be a golfer, man, right? I mean, there's no other option for you. And he did, right? He's playing in the Ryder Cup.
Captain's pick, baby. So we'll dive into that about 8 o'clock because that's what Mac and Bob said. That's what I get to do. They finally gave me a day and a time slot, so we'll be good there. But ESPN came out with an article of teams that have, you know, made deadline deals, made trade deals, where they went out at, and Mac loves this. He agrees with it.
Yeah, he does. I mean, Mac was so excited to tell us about this.
Okay, all righty.
Go ahead, Mac. The article basically goes back to the Tyreek Hill trade with the Chiefs. And
there was like 23 trades in 22-23, and so they're kind of going back and evaluating them after the last, why this came out today. Somebody was bored, I don't know.
But
it's a good article. It's easy, it's fun, it's interesting to see. And then when they see stuff that gets you riled up, like the Dolphins win the trade and you're celebrating, I'm like, what are you talking about? How did the Dolphins win that trade for Tyreek Hill? Because according to my calculations, and I'm sure, Mac, your calculations as well, the Chiefs have like done good things since they traded Tyreek Hill, and the Dolphins have turned into one of the all-time great dumpster fires that everybody in the world is monitoring, waiting for that coach to you know, flame out down there in Miami, right?
McDeath? Yeah.
Yeah, McDeath. Is that what we're calling him? I like that. did you coin that?
No, I did not.
Oh, damn it. Well, sorry.
What'd he say? Every day is one step closer to death.
Yeah.
Like McDeath.
Who coined him McDeath? That's
I think it was
really
Bill
funny.
Simmons. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, because he said, how are you doing today? Good. I'm closer to death. Oh, okay.
All right.
Now we know why the man wanted to die.
Jeez, this team
time
sucks.
To die. Whoa. Like, my God, your team sucks.
Yeah, dude, it says that the Dolphins slightly won that trade because Tyreek Hill had his best season offensively. Mm. In the article, it was like, in the article, it literally says.
That was so big, like, yeah.
I have nothing to say.
You got it.
In the article, it literally says, yes, the Chiefs did go to back-to-back Super Bowls and then the third. So
they
three Super Bowls
three in a row.
And won two, but. The Dolphins were really good with Tyreek Hill with 1,700 yards.
I mean, those so 9-8 records and that first round elimination to the Chiefs. And
literally, the Chiefs they
went
beat them.
Right.
Go back and look at the record. They went 11-6, and all six of their losses were to playoff teams. Buffalo twice, the Chiefs, and then there's a couple others in there.
That first year was their best, and then it got progressively worse for them, and we maintained and stayed the same.
So because Tyreek almost got 2,000 yards, they won.
Okay, that guy won them that trade. Yet we went to three Super Bowls, and that trade gave us basically the opportunity to get McDuffie and Rice.
Yep.
Damn.
All-Pro and one future All-Pro.
And three Super Bowls.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And three Super Bowls. And three Super Bowls that we went to and two championships. Like, how anybody can sit there and say Miami won the trade is beyond me. Because look at what's happened to Miami since Tyreek has gone down there. He went down there and there wasn't a leader like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. He took over the operation and it's turned into a mess.
That's like horseradish.
I mean, to sit there and say, I mean, that organization with Tyreek Hill is closer to dissipating than it is to doing anything good. Like, they're ready to make an entire regime change in Miami, from GM to head coach to quarterback, and somebody's going to sit there and say that the Miami Dolphins won the trade with the Chiefs for Tyreek Hill based on what?
Oh, that's what it says in fine print. And this article is written by Gary Myers.
Oh, Dolly, I'm hot today.
Who did write this? Bill Barnwell.
Bill Brasky?
What does Bill Barnwell normally cover for ESPN?
He does a lot. Just NFL
stuff. Is he a fantasy guy more so than
I don't
think
so. I think he's just a sports writer. Okay. Yeah, American sports writer, staff writer for ESPN.
Okay.
Wide range of sports, including football, basketball, baseball, soccer, golf.
Okay, he writes about in-season X's and O's. Well, what? X's and O's, yeah, 2,000 yards is good, but that's not how we judge teams, success rates, anything like that. It's not judged by what an individual does. Trades are used to make your team better, right? Did the trade for Tyreek Hill make the Dolphins better as a team? Some could say maybe yes.
For a short time.
How's that working out today?
Right. And yesterday. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
Tyreek Hill was the number one player in the NFL top 100.
He was. And then he blamed his kid for burning his house down. I mean, like, it's
got arrested right before their first game of the season.
Before their first game of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like,
said he didn't know the playbook.
Trades are used to make your overall team better. Tyreek Hill left, and the Chiefs went to three straight Super Bowls and won two of them. I would say his leaving made this team better.
Yeah, he had what? Who did they have more playoff wins, or did he have more children?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Since he left?
Yeah. Because what, you won 3, 4, and 3?
Four.
So we have what, 11 wins in the playoffs since he's been gone? Right? Because you had four of the, you won your division, wild card, super, or division, championship, Super Bowl. Then you had to go on the road and win them all.
That's four,
so that's 7. And then you won
3. So that's
3 last year.
Well, you
right?
won, no, you, no, didn't
two
play, you won 2 last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, 2 last year.
So, that's 9.
Pretty
he
close.
Has 13 kids.
Yeah, how many kids did he have when he left here? Yeah, that's true. The Chiefs have more playoff wins. Yeah. Seriously, Max, see if you can figure that out. The amount of playoff wins the Chiefs have had since Tyreek Hill left.
We just gave the number.
But how many kids he's had since the Chiefs left?
I don't know if that's public, but I'll do some
stuff. Well, I'm sure it is. I mean, did you see Sean Alexander last night talk about his 14th child?
Yeah.
You would send a text, go, Bob, what do you think?
Because he's your age.
I know.
Yeah, I'm like, what would you do if you today your wife's like, number 14's here?
You know what I would do? She told me number 3 was here. You'd never hear from me again. No, I kid, but like 14 kids.
At 48 years old, you had your newest kid.
Oh, God.
Hey, man.
we talk all the time how glad we are we're not in that stage. You know, we're, high school stage now is busier than it's ever been, but I mean, they're still very independent, right? Having a baby at my age right now, at 48 years old, I would hate it. I'd punch myself in the face.
I mean, good heavens. 14 children.
I mean, he's got the means to be able to support. He's a great dude and all, but 14 kids, good Lord. And Tyreek has 14, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, they say at least 10.
At least. Oh, okay.
That's what they say.
How do you not know how? Yeah, that's what's so great. It's like, how do you not know the number of? He's got like a beggar's dozen. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know.
Well, who was the guy who couldn't remember his kids' names?
Was that Cromartie?
Was it Cromartie? Was it?
Cromartie's the one that got the vasectomy and then
still had kids. Yeah.
Because you got to empty the chamber before you can go back.
Right.
Into,
he just went right back to work.
He definitely did.
Yeah. He did not care.
This is like a one and done. This isn't Heartland's. Like, you know, Heartland's, you can't have sex the day after your visit, hour afterwards,
right,
for many hours. And then, well, many, many minutes. And then, you know, with vasectomies, I think we all know the process. Like, right?
You go home and you got to clean yourself out. And, then,
and wait a while. Not Cromartie.
No, he did not wait. No. Gosh, all right, I'm ready to go. I'm fixed.
That was Hard Knocks, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yep.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the Jets Hard Knocks. That was for the GD snack one. And
Yeah.
But Rex Ryan.
Somebody says Tyreek to the Dolphins is like Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
But the Jets didn't have to give up anything, right? For Aaron Rodgers, he was a street free agent at the Packers.
Agent.
So you didn't have to give the Dolphins had to give up a lot, and we turned that into two of the best players on the team.
Yeah, and then I think where the Chiefs won the trade was that Germany game, right?
Yeah.
Whenever McDuffie stripped it from Tyreek.
Yeah.
And then
that was Legarius.
McDuffie may have stripped it in the regular season, but Legarius Sneed sunned him in the playoffs.
I was talking about in the Germany game.
Germany, regular season.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stripped the ball, and then Cook got it and went to the house.
That's right, yeah.
And it's 21-0 at halftime.
Yeah, that was a nail-biter, too, that never should have been a nail-biter.
Yeah, they came back. Yeah.
Ended up being 21-14, right? Or 21-17 was the final.
Something like that,
21-14.
Yeah.
It was close. But it ended up being way too close of a game. But, yeah, then Legarius Sneed, punched him in the neck and dropped him, and that was it for him in the playoffs. And now Legarius Sneed's walking around talking about like he doesn't know who Nico Collins is.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. He's talking like he's still a great corner.
Yeah. Like Legarius Sneed, I hate to say, nobody's heard from you in 2 years. I was surprised he was still in the league.
Oh, yeah, Titans fans are pissed about that.
Of course
trade.
They are. They have to be. Yeah, they did. But that's what Brett Veach does better than anybody. Oh, well, we'll send you Legarius Sneed.
Yeah, here you go.
Hey, who do you want now? Because you're open for business. We'll give you,
Hopefully the Dolphins will lose
you
this
You want
week.
FAU? We'll send them to you. You know, we've got all kinds of guys we can get rid of.
Better call Bob. You want FAU? We'll send them to you.
That's right. Yeah.
555-555-555.
555-FAU1. Call now! I've got the great defensive end for you. His name is FAU. Call now. You can be yours for a running back right now. If you call me at 555-FAU1, I'll send FAU to you for a running back.
Bye. Somebody from 816 says, I have 6 girls, all under the age of 12, and I take the long way home every night, so I don't got to go in that damn house.
God love you. How many girls?
6 under the age of 12.
Ooh. And a wife.
Maybe.
And, God, I love you, man, and I feel so bad. If you need to talk, DM me, and we can have conversations, my man. 6 girls, oh, boy.
That's where I would turn into your old man. Look, they got Maker's Mark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Better believe it. Oh, boy. Coming up, veteran teams figure it out. Always, Mac will explain here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.